Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Lion's Den. I'm the king of the jungle and I really wanna rumble tonight. Tell me which one of you girls gonna make it alive. I'll be jumping from mountain to mountain. Got you flowing like a fountain.
You're my dinner. When I put my paws on you, tell your boyfriend,
man, you call it, fight for your land.
You know that's fine, now the jungle,
my pride cave,
to get your pride, babe.
My honey, now where you chill, can lay with me.
Got you burned while I'm in it, I be lying to myself, I'm with you, baby. See, in the jungle, I'm the king, but here we stay. I'm like we proud of me, babe. Proud of me, babe. Like you came
my day, my key day, my cup and the
flow.
The Lion's Den, E.D. Jr., Elder Bars Jr. Can't wait till he is a guest on the show next month. Wow, wow, wow. Good morning. Oh, my voice is a little raspy. Good morning. Happy Matters of the Heart Wednesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. This is another brief edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. This is Matters of the Heart Wednesday. So, good morning, good afternoon, good night, good evening. Thank you so much for your support and for tuning in. But seriously, I love, goodness, Elder Buster, you know he's dropping music like crazy. Mars Mills, a dear friend on the show, he's been dropping music like crazy. Like him on Facebook. And I hope you all like the song Protection that I finally played for you all on Friday by none other than Dread Days. Love those guys. It's awesome, awesome, awesome. I had a great time yesterday at the smallbusiness.gov Mississippi District office on yesterday. You know, the past month I've attended, I had attended two SBA Gov. You can tweet them at SBA Gov. And also, you can visit the website at SBA.gov, smallbusinessadministration.gov, but it's SBA.gov. You can visit the website, and you can create a profile. Those of you that are in business, I think about getting into, opening a business, or if you're an entrepreneur and, you have a home-based business, or you're opening a business, period. Or if you do business, it's important to visit your SBA.gov website and also your state's district office. Mississippi District Office is located where we have, I think there's another one in Biloxi, but there's on the coast. But the one Mississippi District Office is located in downtown Jackson. And so I had attended two long clinics hosted by my friend that I met at the Mississippi Business Journal Business and Technology Expo 2013 back in March. Rosetta Harris event, the long clinic, where the guest speaker was Michael Harris, and both events was fantastic and different, even though the subject matter was the same. But yesterday I had a blast learning about federal contracting. And this event was hosted by Alex Dawson, SBA.gov. And none other, I had seen who the guest speaker was going to be, and I was hoping it was the person I thought it would be, who who happens to be one of my longtime friends and a mentor of mine that I should stay in more touch with. And that is none other than Mr. Jaxie Thompson Jr. You all know him. He created the Jaxie Music Awards, and he and Lee King, they bring some of the best concerts to Mississippi. But he also is diversity coordinator with Mississippi Department of Environmental Equality. And their mission is to safeguard the health, safety, and welfare of present and future generations of Mississippians by conserving and improving our environment and fostering wise economic growth through focused research and responsible regulation, ERC, Environmental Resource Center. So he talked about AA business development and hub zones, and it was just very interesting. And then also Dorothy Smith of the SBA, she spoke after Mr. Jaxie Thompson Jr. And Alice Doss, of course, the host, the presenter, she shared so much information. And, you know, in these workshops, the participants, very interactive, because, and one thing that Ms. Alice Doss told me after the program is that a learning experience for her also, because the questions and the comments that participants make are so, you know, provoking and so, you know, just amazing. So just a big shout-out to everyone at SBA.gov, just nationwide. So be sure to, you know, log in to the website if you all have never. Log into the website, and if you're thinking of going into business or in business or business professional, then, you know, you most definitely should, you know, really. And, you know, like some people ask me, well, where are you headed to? Well, I'm headed to SBA Gov workshop, you know. And that is government assistance. The government assisting us on being successful business people. And so there's different forms of government assistance, not just welfare and food stamps and stuff like that, but, you know, government assistance for businesses. You know, you hear people all the time talk about where big businesses are on corporate welfare, but, you know, it's not about welfare, but the government, that's the government's job to assist citizens and individuals in their daily needs in life. And so the SBA.gov, I mean, it's there. Next Thursday, they're going to they have a financial management event scheduled, and it's going to be like an all-day event. When I check my inbox, I should have more information regarding that event. I know in July there's going to be a big event in Biloxi. They're going to have a conference down in Biloxi, so I keep you all updated and informed regarding that. But just a big shout-out to the people that I met and networked, effectively networking with, and it's just an amazing event. But as a matter of the heart, I hope everything is going good for you. Spring is wonderful, and it's just amazing. My resume is trying to get better. The next live broadcast is scheduled for Monday. Today in Jaxie, it's going to be a memorial schedule for the fallen heroes, for law enforcement officers at JPD headquarters. I've seen reported on WAPT News last night. Well, I had already heard about it, but just since that was the last media outlet that I heard talk about it. So it's scheduled for 10 o'clock, so if you're in Jaxie and in the downtown area and it's not time for your appointment or whatever reason, this is definitely a good event. If I can make it to that event, I definitely will, recognizing the fallen heroes and law enforcement officers, JPD officers. Sending much love and condolences and respect to JPD, because, you know, recently we had lost a detective by the name of Eric Smith in a murder suicide. So they're adding his name to the list of fallen law enforcement officers, JPD officers, also. So, you know, wow. So again, send condolences to his family and his coworkers. And the community, those of us that, you know, really need him to be here doing, because he was one of the best in the department. But I, while screen time, I mean, love is in the air. So, single or not, are you enjoying the springtime? And I know different seasons. Some of my listeners, it's worldwide. So, it's summer and be time for fall to come around. But right now in America, it's like spring is in the air, and unbelievably, there's heavy snow in some parts of the country. Because I know last time I broadcast, I talked about a spring cleaning, even though in some places it doesn't feel like spring, but it's still, that's the season, you know. So, wow. And my throat is a little sore, so I don't really want to hear that, but I guess that's one reason why it's kind of raspy. Probably has something to do with air, because it's been humid. It was humid and hot here yesterday, and it's scheduled to be humid and hot on today. I had ran across some information regarding exercise. Time to exercise. And the last month's Cosmopolitan, where Kim Kardashian is on the cover, and I wanted to share that, but I guess I would share that during the next live broadcast on Monday. And they have some funny articles in this April. I had so much fun sharing the May issue, the current issue of Cosmopolitan last Wednesday. How those Mother's Day tips work. I enjoyed the Mother's Day, Mother's Day Sunday. But again, this is a brief edition of Culture Shock and Itinerant Reports. I'd like to keep you updated. Keep me updated, please, because you all, you know, I'm in the know, but I'm not always in the know. I'm not Miss Know It All. So email me at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com. KULTURESHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. Hey, I have a campaign going on too at Indiegogo. You know that Dean. Check out Dean, a filmmaker, on Twitter, and also check out his YouTube channel. He has some amazing uploads on his YouTube channel of interviews and projects that he's in, an executive producer with right now, web series. But I have a profile now, a best rent party, regarding my relocation to Big D. And I'll be traveling back and forth because he's always like, you should, you know, create different campaigns. But wow. So I'm going to be creating some more campaigns also, probably regarding the reality show that I'm in work with. They'll be shot. I can't talk about it. I'm dealing with newshowstudios.com. And they love my idea for a reality show. So I can't tell you more than that because I have, you know, exclusive confidentiality agreement with them regarding my idea. And, you know, I have to protect those trade secrets. And also working on my invention. So keep me in your prayers and just the projects that I'm working on, and please keep me updated so I can keep praying for you and your projects and your family. Also, love networking with my friends online and in person, and it's good to talk to people, reconnect with people, and also meet new people on and offline. It's just amazing. So, again, email me. I'll follow my Tumblr page at, you know, you can link up with my YouTube channel and my Facebook channel and Twitter here on my profile. But I'm telling you, you can follow me on my Tumblr page at KULTURESHOKENTBeth.tumblr.com. And also on Twitter, I'm at Beth Williams, BETHWMS. I'm also at Culture Shock Inc., KULTURESHOKENT, and also Mark, Beth, BETH, Mark, MARKGRL, minus the I. Those of you that love Mark, Avon Brown or Mark Girl or Mark Rep. So check out the Twitter page. Mark's username is Mark Girl, and also Ashley Green, actress and our brand ambassador. Her Twitter username is Ashley, A-S-H-L-E, you all know how to spell her name, Y-M Green, G-R-E-E-N-E. I can't wait to the Billboard's Music Awards on Sunday, because Roar Batten is my baby. Oh, my God. Prince has been honored by the Billboard Music Awards. All of you know this. On Sunday in Las Vegas, live broadcasted via ABC. Cannot wait. Congratulations to you, Prince. Wow, this is just amazing. Long time coming. Now it's time for that star, that Hall of Fame, Walk of Fame star, that Hollywood Walk of Fame star. Most definitely, you know, you all, we definitely need to get Prince nominated. And prayfully, Prince will accept the nomination, and Prince will soon get a star, right? I hope. I wanted it. I really would have loved to turn his you know, the information in this year, because I think the deadline is like always the end of May. Visit HollywoodChamber.net, and it keeps you informed of what's going on with the Hollywood Walk of Fame star nominations and ceremonies. And, you know, they have the guidelines on there regarding, you know, so this is information for you regarding any of your favorite celebrities. You know, it has the information and the requirements that must be submitted along with, you know, the form, the paperwork, and information. And then you must have your celebrity's permission that they will like a star, so that person can be available to be there, because your favorite celebrity that you would like to get a star must be present to be presented with their Hollywood Walk of Fame star. So, you know, we purple peeps, we definitely, you know, it will be a moment, not just for Prince, but for everyone who ever worked with Prince, whoever ever loved his work, like any one song or like anything that he wore. I mean, it would be a special moment for all of us. You know, it would be for all of us, not just Prince, but for all of us. You know, the purple beats. But again, thank you for tuning in and supporting the show. And regarding matters of the heart, you know, let's think unconditional love and loving ourselves, self-love and self-discovery, finding out more about ourselves, you know, and that's in keeping things right. And if you're in a relationship or long-time married or newlywed or dating, are not dating, I mean, it's the number one factor is self-love. Loving God. I know everybody doesn't believe in God, but believing in God or believing in positivity, living a positive lifestyle the best that we can to our ability, I think that's important for all of us. And just doing what we do, right? You know, to not only be comfortable within our own skins, but to help others feel a little better. You know, let's not try to make people feel bad, but instead try to enhance others when they're in our company or interacting with us online or on the phone or whatever. You know, I know we all have our bad days where, hey, give me my personal space, don't bother me. But at the same time, we can still show love to people, right? I know. And so that's my theme for Matters of the Heart today, Matters of the Heart Wednesday. So the next live broadcast is Monday, but, you know, I might do a live update on the weekend edition, but the next scheduled live broadcast is for Monday, next Monday. That is the 20th, right? We have an election day coming up here in Jackson for our mayoral candidate. So a big shout out to Lumumba and Lee. I saw Lumumba yesterday as I was going to the SBA Gov district office, and he was filming a commercial. And I seen one commercial last night, so shout out to those that I know that was in that commercial. I was happy to see that commercial. And then Jonathan Lee, a big shout out to Jonathan Lee. Also, both of us, you know, are good candidates. It's just important for us to know their platforms, and you make the decision who you're gonna vote for. And so Officer Dustin Lee had posted on his Facebook page that if you didn't vote during the primaries, that you can't, because I'm one of those people who didn't vote on primaries. I was feeling good. You all know I'm a registered Republican. Sometimes I run into issues where I cannot vote because it pops up that I'm a registered Republican. But someone did tell me that all I need to do is fill out an affidavit, and then usually you can be okay. So I'm telling you, some of you Democrats might want to vote Republican. I don't know if Democrats go through that, but that's what I've run through sometimes. I did not feel good that day, so I did not vote. So that's good for me to know, so I can go vote for who I plan to vote for. And unless I change my mind, I plan on voting for Lumumba. I tell you that right there. Y'all know that. He's the current council person of my ward too. I'm a long time supporter. I've known him a long time, and you can know somebody a long time and not vote for him, I know, but he is really hardcore on the platform and the issues that he stands for. And Jonathan Lee, I met him a couple months ago. I have nothing negative to say about him because he's cool. Some of my coolest friends are people that I respect in the city of Jackson. They are campaigning for him hardcore, nonstop. You know, one is Jeff Good, a restaurant owner of three restaurants here in Jackson. So this is a good campaign. Both guys are tough. Our platforms are really solid. So it's just going to be amazing to see who will be crowned the mayor of the city of Jackson, Mississippi, the capital of Jackson, Mississippi. I mean, really, and Jackson is right here in the middle of the Deep South, and it's in the center of, like, major cities. It's a growing, medium-sized city, but we're right here in the center of the Deep South. We have our own culture, but then we're stuck in the cultures of the other, of the other cities of the Deep South. And so, with that said, you know, we're only like three, four hours from Memphis, New Orleans, north and south. 6-7 hours, you know, I'm talking drive, hour flight. If you're talking Dallas and Atlanta, Atlanta, Dallas. I mean, we're right here in the middle of. There's Birmingham, which is another, you know, growing medium-sized city, right there in between us and Atlanta. There's Shreveport and, you know, Bossier City, the other direction in between us and Dallas. So, and Jackson's going to say, and the surrounding areas of Jackson have really boomed, especially when it comes to the retail industry. So I posted this on Facebook, and many of my friends nationwide agree that that's something that mayor, not only whoever's mayor here of Jackson in the near future, but mayors all over the country should not underestimate and disregard the power of the retail industry. I'm 44. When I was a little girl in my teens and early 20s, Jackson was pretty much booming with retail businesses everywhere. Other citizens from other towns and cities in Mississippi or Alabama or Louisiana, they would drive to Jackson for their retail needs. But now the smaller towns are booming like crazy with state-of-the-art retail complexes and shopping centers and all that. So I think this, Jackson, in a way, need to return to its roots and also get up on it like these other cities and add more retail from small retailers to, you know, big business retailers to the Jackson Jackson area. But I just wanted to share that. I know some of you want to do that. And I almost forgot because I was concluding the show, but I know some of you want to know what's going on. There's two wards that are doing a little battle, too, to see who will win that. I believe Ward 4 and Ward 5. They're going to run off, and then they'll find out who would be the city council person of Ward 4 and 5. But Melvin Pristol Jr., won the election for Ward 2, the ward that Chokwe Lumumba decided, hey, I'm not going to run for city council, I'm running for mayor. So Melvin Pristol Jr. won that. But again, thank you. Spread love. God bless. And, you know, believe in yourself and do what you do. I'm going to, next broadcast, I'm going to share some beautiful quotes that Miss Alice Doss shared with us that was so inspiring. And it's good to hear if you're an entrepreneur or business professional or not, because just it's good to hear and to say all positive things and to be encouraged, right? So I'm going to share a couple of quotes that she had shared with us on yesterday at the clinic, at the workshop where the guest speaker was Jesse Thompson Jr. and also SBA.gov, Dorothy Smith. But again, thank you. Thank you, thank you for the love. You know, to be honest, if you're a praying person, I think it's probably good for us to pray on scriptures that focus on love. You know, I bet that would really make a difference. We'll see a difference. We'll see more compassion in our lives, right? I know. But again, thank you. You've been listening to Matters of the Heart Wednesday. Belinda Bostic will be joining us in the near future also. And also Andrea Carter of Pure Romance by Andrea Carter of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. So check her out, like her Facebook page, like Belinda's Facebook page for slumber parties. And just thank you so much. You are amazing. With Mark and the Mark community, we have a Megalog Trend Insider call on Thursday. So looking forward to that call. But thank you. You've been amazing. I really appreciate your support. I love your constructive criticism, and it's been an amazing ride, and just looking at ways to improve the delivery of the show, and that is that's a good thing, like El DeBarge Jr. says. But thank you, thank you, thank you. A big shout out to Watson Quality Ford and Rick Wattenbaugh and Peggy Watson Aiken. Was had a wonderful time at Watson Quality Ford on Saturday morning. Amazing presentation, amazing test drive, and it just was amazing meeting Peggy in person. We had never met in person. If we had, I didn't know it. But we've been Facebook friends for a while, and we love networking with one another. And she had been trying to get me out to test drive a car, so it was just an amazing thing. I didn't let her know I was coming, and when I got there, I asked if she was there, and Rick said, "Yeah, she is." And so, rest is history. I posted a couple of pictures, and But again, thank you, and a shout out also to my other favorite car dealers also out there in the Jackson area, and all that. Okay, well, it's been good. Shout out to my friends in Big D and Florida and New York and just worldwide and England, and again, happy birthday to my niece who's celebrating her 40th in a tropical island somewhere. Another happy birthday to her. Janet Jackson's birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday to my friend Janet Jackson. Much love to the Jackson family. So, her birthday's extra special this year. She's been a newlywed. But God bless. Let me stop this rambling. You've been listening to Matters of the Heart Wednesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. God bless, and you are appreciated because you rock.